Today's expectant mothers are much more proactive in their approach to childbirth preparation, and this is one of the reasons HypnoBabies classes have become so popular. This technique teaches you how your pregnancy and birthing choices will affect your baby's health, your own birthing experience, and the bond you'll share with your baby. Today, our special guest expert is Cassie Friesen, and she is a HypnoBabies mom turned instructor. This is Preggy Pals, episode 40. Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit. I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way. Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. I'm your host, Sunny Galt. If you haven't joined the Preggy Pals Club, now is the time. In addition to our archived episodes, bonus material after every new show, and special giveaways and discounts, our members now receive a free one-year subscription to Pregnancy Magazine, and we're very excited about our new partnership. For more information, visit our website, preggypals.com, and after you join our club and get your free subscription, download the most recent issue of Pregnancy Magazine to see our full-page ad. Okay, we have got myself and one other pregnant mama in the studio, Rachel. Rachel, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Rachel Adams Gonzalez. I am 29 and a product consultant for doTERRA Essential Oils. I'm due April 10th and I'm having a girl this time. I have a little boy who will be 3 just before I'm due. And I had an unmedicated birth center water birth with him, and we're planning a home birth this time around.
Okay, and I know you've tried different childbirth preparation methods in the past. What are some of the ones you've tried already?
Bradley and birthing from within, and I have several friends who have had huge success with HypnoBabies, and all of them have had hospital births, unmedicated hospital births, so I am very curious to see if this is maybe my next venture before this baby comes.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Rachel. We'll be right back. Before we begin today's show, here are some prenatal fitness tips from Lisa Drexman of Stroller Strides.
Hi, Preggy Pals. I'm Lisa Drexman, chief founding mom at Stroller Strides, where it's fun to get fit, have a great time with your baby, and meet other new moms. And I am here to answer your prenatal fitness questions and to give you prenatal fitness tips. So today I want to talk about how your body actually physically, anatomically changes with pregnancy and how your workout should too. So let's start at the top. What happens is that your head starts to move forward. Take a look at your body right now. It might actually already be happening. And you get this forward neck position. As your breasts increase in size, that's going to pull your shoulders forward. So your pectoral or your chest muscles will shorten and your back muscles get stretched out and you kind of get hunched over looking. And then certainly as your belly starts to grow and the uterus starts to grow, it's going to pull your abs forward and your back forward and you get kind of that sway back. And then again, it's kind of like a chain that happens. Your hips, your actual hip bones, are going to also tilt forward. So all of this really gets you out of alignment. And what you want to think about is that your workout should address these things. So if you have a tight chest, then what do you want to do? You don't want to be doing lots of push-ups. You want to be stretching that chest and you want to be doing some great upper back exercises. I love to do exercises for my upper back, do rows, really, really wonderful stuff. You want to be working your core as much as you can. So whether you're planking or doing some standing ab exercises so that you're maintaining that strength. And then certainly exercises like pelvic tilts will help you to get your pelvis back into neutral. So it's really important that you exercise throughout your pregnancy, but even more important, as important, that you make sure that your workout is adjusting with what's going on with your body. Because if you don't actually make those changes, then your body's going to stay like that. And I don't think any of us want that. So think about it from the top to the bottom, bringing your head back, bringing your shoulders back and opening up your chest, bringing in that core and keeping your hips in neutral. Thanks for listening to today's tip and be sure to listen to Preggy Pals for more great pregnancy fitness tips.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame.
Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy. Today, we're continuing our series on childbirth preparation methods. Cassie Friesen is joining us over the phone. Cassie is a HypnoBabies mom turned HypnoBabies instructor. Cassie, welcome to Preggy Pals.
Thank you for having me, Sunny.
Sure, absolutely. And I love that you're a mom turned instructor. So you practice what you preach. Right?
True. I couldn't see any other option after the birth I had.
Well, tell me, let's start from the beginning here and tell me a little bit more about what HypnoBabies is.
Sure. So HypnoBabies Childbirth Hypnosis is a complete natural childbirth education program. But it also teaches self-hypnosis techniques to expectant mamas, and in addition, it thoroughly prepares the birth partners to assist the mom during childbirth. And I would say that it was really just founded with the goal of helping women to give birth in comfort, joy, and love.
Well, all that sounds good. You know, when I think of HypnoBabies, I think of hypnosis, I think of hypnobirthing. So what would you say is the big difference between HypnoBabies and hypnobirthing?
You know, hypnobirthing, we have a lot of different hypnosis for childbirth classes out there, and we really appreciate and respect all of them because they've helped women to have much better, more relaxed birth. And so I can definitely hit on some of the unique benefits of HypnoBabies.
Sure.
And one of them is the type of anesthesia that we use. So we use medical hypnotic anesthesia techniques, and these are the same kinds that people undergoing surgeries who are allergic to anesthesia would use. And so they train with them, and it gets them into a very powerful somnambulistic hypnosis state, and that really changes their belief system that they're physiologically responding to those pressure waves of those contractions differently than they would be if they weren't using this type of hypnosis, as opposed to something more like a guided meditation or visualization. We're really getting to the core of the belief system. And so that's one really huge thing. And then our eyes open childbirth hypnosis is another enormous component of HypnoBabies. So we want our mamas up and moving around. We don't want them just sitting in one position. It helps to have easier, faster births if we can get the mom moving into the position that her baby needs her to. So they actually train and build upon their hypnosis so that they're eventually able to walk and talk and move around while maintaining their hypnosis and being completely comfortable.
When we talk about hypnosis, and we actually talked about this a little bit in our hypnobirthing episode, we're not talking about, you know, someone completely going under. You know, we have these images of hypnosis. Can you kind of explain a little bit more about the type of hypnosis women undergo with HypnoBabies?
Certainly. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So when you come to a HypnoBabies class, we're really teaching you how to use this tool for yourself. A mom is always in charge of if she goes into hypnosis, when she comes out of hypnosis, and which suggestions she chooses to accept or not accept.
So this may seem like a silly question, but how do you hypnotize yourself? Like what, I mean, is it easier for certain people to do this or harder for others?
Well, we actually, almost anyone can be hypnotized. So unless they're using drugs or mentally altered in some way, then they can be hypnotized. So it's just the power of your mind. You know, we're in a state of hypnosis every day. When we're driving, have you ever experienced being on the highway and then missing your exit or maybe automatically getting home and not remembering those last few minutes?
It's kind of scary, isn't it? Yes, this happens to me all the time.
it's nothing terrifying. It's just a very natural state. It's basically when that conscious critical faculty shuts down, just a little bit, tones down, and it lets your subconscious mind kind of take over. So it goes on autopilot is kind of the most simple way to think of it, is letting your conscious mind take a rest and let that subconscious do all the work.
Okay. How does HypnoBabies help during labor and delivery?
So that that's a fantastic question. I think I could go on for hours on that question alone. So I will try to pick a couple. I think that one of the first things is that we really do see a lot of shorter, faster, more comfortable births with less interventions and better birth outcomes for mom and baby. And that's because these women are training to relax their muscles automatically. So the moment that they feel that contraction coming on, their whole body just relaxes and melts into it. So there's no fighting the birth process anymore. And they've also been training to release that fear. So then we're not getting into the fear, tension, pain cycle that many women find themselves in during birth. And that goes a long way for the birth experience itself. During the labor process, we have this fear-clearing CD that women can put on anytime they want, and they've been using it throughout their training. So in labor, if a mom found out she was only 2 centimeters dilated, let's say, and she was discouraged about it, she could put on this fear-clearing CD and release that fear so that she doesn't find herself kind of spiraling into that fear and creating tension and creating pain. So one of my favorite scripts and techniques that we have in this class is actually called the Change of Plan script, too. So we have these really great outcomes, but we know that no two births are the same, and we don't expect them to look like any other birth. We really want to celebrate the unique birth journey that every mom and baby takes. But the Change of Plan script allows for moms to become a part of the process if a new change of plans takes place. And this can be as simple as a mom didn't want an IV and it becomes necessary, and or a cesarean. So it can be used for any type of situation where mom had a certain plan and things are going differently. And as long as there's not an emergency, she can kick everyone out of the room and the partner or the doula can just take a moment and read the script to her. And it really aids in becoming a part of the next experience. So it maintains a very positive feel. And a woman doesn't feel that loss of control that she might if her original plan changed.
Okay, so it allows them to adapt a little bit better to the current situation.
Yes, certainly. And that's going to carry over to postpartum, too, you know, with bonding and breastfeeding, that they're not having to process the grief in quite the same way as the woman who didn't have those tools.
Now, can HypnoBabies be used in conjunction with other childbirth preparation techniques? I know some of them, you know, some people, actually, I think, Rachel, you've done this in the past. You've used a little bit of one and used a little bit of another. Do you see benefit, you know, Cassie, in being able to do that with HypnoBabies and another method?
No, actually, the original HypnoBabies program allowed women to go ahead and take a hospital childbirth prep class also in addition, but they weren't seeing great results with that combination. And the reason is that your mind really has to choose a belief system. And we're teaching pain elimination techniques, this HypnoBabies, childbirth hypnosis. And the other option is pain coping. So if you're coming to our class and you're learning how your birth is going to be so much easier, more comfortable, and you're going to enjoy your pressure waves, and then you're going to another class and you're being told, this is how you're going to deal with the pain that you are going to experience, your mind has to pick one. Mm-hmm. And it just can't it can't believe in both of them. So it's going to pick the scarier one to prepare for. So you can kind of see that it just undermines the belief system you're trying to create. So what we do instead is we talk to the moms before they sign up for our class, and we really want to help them find the right fit. So if they are leaning towards combining childbirth methods, then I'll refer them to some of my friends who teach other childbirth methods so that they can discuss and just pick the right class for them.
Okay, that makes sense. What is needed to be successful at HypnoBabies? What would you say for the women that are successful at, you know, doing this? What would you say is, you know, the reason?
I'd say that the first thing is that we believe every woman is successful with this birth experience because we have worked all the way through the preparation process with always saying that their birth and their body and their baby is going to have the experience that they need on some level, regardless of how that specifically looks. But all that they need is a willingness to fully embrace that birth can be and will be much easier and more comfortable than we've been led to believe our whole lives.
All right. Well, thank you, Cassie. When we come back, we're going to learn what to expect should you decide to take a HypnoBabies class. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Today we are continuing our series on childbirth preparation methods. This week we are talking about HypnoBabies, and our guest expert is Cassie Friesen. She's a HypnoBabies instructor calling us from Denver, from the Denver, Colorado area. So we, in the first half, talked, you know, kind of more of an overview of what HypnoBabies is. And in the second half, we want to talk a little bit more about the classes and what to expect. So Cassie, what do we need to know in general about HypnoBabies classes? Do they offer different types of classes?
You know, HypnoBabies, one of the things I really appreciate about HypnoBabies is the structure of it. If you sign up for my class, if you sign up for a class in California, New Mexico, Texas, anywhere, you're going to get the exact same information. So I always feel confident sending students away if my classes are full because I know that they're going to be getting the same quality no matter which instructor they sign up with.
So talking about, like, birthing from within, I know is really good for people that are dealing with some kind of trauma that they need to work through to birth. So does HypnoBabies provide something for a similar situation?
That's a great question. Actually, so if you go to hypnobabies.com, they sell a variety of CDs that you can purchase for your unique situation. So there are twin CDs, there are breach CDs, there are VBAC success CDs, and a whole lot more than that you'd be welcome to look into. And what we can do is just incorporate those in to the set curriculum. So that you can, right now I'm teaching a pregnant mama with twins, and so we're just purchasing the twin affirmations, and we can just tweak that a little bit in the program, so it's pretty easy to incorporate that. And as far as trauma goes, I would say that we always encourage them to seek professional help if that's what they're comfortable with, but the fear-clearing CD goes a long way with that. If a mom feels like she has a lot of fears that she needs to release, she can start doing that as early as the third week. Into the class, we just want to make sure that her hypnosis, she feels very comfortable with it already before introducing that. But then she can really start working on releasing those fears much, much more ahead of time than the birthing time itself.
Yeah, I have heard such great stories or experiences using that specific CD, the fear clearing. One of my good friends went into labor 4 weeks early, and that was what got her through her labor. She had a perfectly healthy, happy, unmedicated delivery, but you know, that fear of I'm going into labor at 36 weeks,
right?
Yeah,
got her through it. So, yeah,
Cassie, at what point in a woman's pregnancy should she start taking HypnoBabies classes? Is there a time? I mean, do you want it closer to the childbirth time, just so they retain the material, or what's your advice on that?
So the way HypnoBabies is set up is you're practicing every day. Of about 30 minutes a day. And so when a mom wants to sign up for the class, we talk to her about when is the right time for her. So generally women sign up between 28 and 32 weeks. We can't accept anyone past 35 weeks at the absolute latest because we want them to ideally have 1 week for maintaining the program and kind of cycling through all the CDs and the materials that they've been using. But you can sign up as early as you want, as long as you understand that after the class ends, you still need to maintain the program, that 30 minutes every day up until your baby comes.
Okay. Let's walk through what a typical class is like. Tell us what happens.
Sure. So everyone gathers, and we first go through how any questions that have come up over the last week. We discuss what we call home play, because it's fun to do this work, and get all the questions out, and then we just come together for an exercise to clear our minds and release the troubles of the day and be present together. And then the first component of the class is generally more of the childbirth education part. And then once we get towards the end of class, we introduce the next level of hypnosis training that they'll be doing. And then we end class with a 30-minute instructor-led script. And the moms participate in that by relaxing fully and incorporating the new hypnosis techniques. While the birth partners can, sometimes they'll be participating actively in the script, and sometimes they'll be lying down or relaxing through it also.
Does each class vary, or is that pretty much the setup for each class?
It's pretty much the setup for each class, yeah.
Okay, and how involved or how important is it that partners get involved with these classes?
So we love our partners. If a mom is going to have a partner who's participating in the birth itself, we really strongly encourage her to bring the birth partner to class, because we'd love for that partner to share in the philosophy and the techniques. And ideally, the partner is reading to mom a script every other night, so 3 nights in a week. And that just brings the partner into the process much more fully. It helps them to bond with mom and the baby. And really, I think that they get it a lot sooner than, you know, once baby arrives and they say, oh my gosh, this is what all that works for, that they start processing that a lot sooner because of this program. And then we expect to see them in class. We expect the birth partners to be reading the materials and staying up on all of it. And then it all comes together in the last class for the birth partners when we do this live, fully led birth rehearsal from first pressure wave all the way through birthing the placenta. And the birth partner gets to see what their role looks like during the birthing time, and the mom gets to practice all of her hypnosis techniques and cues that she's been using as well. And the birth partner, we guide them in using their special cues that they are designed to help mom in supporting her during her birthing.
What if a partner isn't available? How successful can moms be if they have to read the affirmations to themselves? Or, you know, I mean, I know sometimes, you know, you can get a doula or other people to help, but what advice do you have for women out there that are pretty much doing this on their own?
It is 100% successful for women who do not have a birth partner, or who have a partner but doesn't want to participate, or they travel a lot. All they need to do is let the instructor know ahead of time so that we can get them the appropriate CDs to substitute out for the scripts that they would normally be read to.
Are there reading materials, CDs, whatever, for partners that are traveling a lot, like my husband?
There are. You know, I've actually had a lot of my clients that have ended up in that situation. They'll do Skype sessions together. So the birth partner has their own birth partner's guidebook, and they have their own CD. So they're really equipped in this class. We really treat them with a lot of importance, because they really are. So if they're traveling and they want to make the effort, we really encourage that. And the main reason is that we want mom practicing so that by the time she's giving birth, when her partner goes to touch her or uses a verbal prompt, that she relaxes instantly to that, and it's not the first time that her birth partner is saying, relax, and she's saying, I don't want to relax, because she hasn't heard that voice the whole time. So by practicing throughout the program, it really just automatically sets it up so that when she's in her birthing time, hearing the birth partner's voice is a relaxing thing.
How long is the class? Is it 6 weeks?
Yes, it's 6 weeks for the live class. We have a home study option if there are not live classes available, and that's 5 weeks.
Okay. I see. And then for the six-week class, how long is each session, each class?
Each session lasts 3 to 3.5 hours, depending on the instructor and how much time they're scheduling.
Okay.
But always at least 3 hours.
Okay. And those are consecutive weeks, right, that you'd want to take this class?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 weeks. And so making sure that you're finished ideally by 39 weeks with the program, so you have a week, because obviously babies pick their birthdays and they could come anytime between 37 and 42 weeks. So really like for moms to feel prepared. And the moms who do choose to take it earlier, I feel like they get a lot out of the nutrition components. You know, they learn about that much sooner. So there are benefits to both. You know, the moms who like to wait until closer to their expected due date, it might make them feel more secure, like they're not going to fall off the bandwagon without an instructor every week checking in with them. So really just got to help them find the right fit for them.
Okay. What would you say to women out there that are listening to the show that are, you know, kind of weighing their childbirth options and what method they want to use? What would you say, you know, for those that are considering hypnobabies?
I would say that it's not the class for everyone. It's a lot of work. If you're wanting kind of a weekend crash course, then you should run in the opposite direction, because it is not this class at all. But if you're really wanting something transformational, not just for a birth experience, but for life, really looking at childbirth in a much more positive way, and looking to apply these techniques outside of the birth experience, it can be a life-changing event. So it's effortful. You know, it takes work, but it is the most wonderful, easy work you could possibly do, because we're asking you to take 30 minutes out of your day every day and relax in the deepest relaxation physically possible, and to focus on these positive messages surrounding your pregnancy and your childbirth.
It just sounds so relaxing. As I'm listening to you, I'm like, I think we need to do that just every day in life. I mean,
yes, we really should.
Well, that's what happens when you're pregnant. You get sleepy really easily. No, I could use these affirmations just daily, just, you know, just for whatever in life, right?
Yep. It's true. I had withdrawal after I gave birth, and I've had students email me saying, what else is there? And we do have on HypnoBabies.com, they sell breastfeeding success or new parent CD. So for those that need the fix after they birth, they can still enjoy their HypnoBabies techniques even after your baby's come.
Oh, great. That's a good point. And are there additional resources that you would recommend? Because I know we just, you know, just touched on this very briefly today, but if people want to do more research on HypnoBabies, are there sites that you would recommend or books or what are your thoughts?
You know, I would absolutely recommend the official HypnoBabies.com website, and you can look at the unique benefits for HypnoBabies, and the list is just very long. It's a completely comprehensive course, so it goes into a lot more detail. And then also, to focus on, I want everyone to understand that there's a fit for you. So if this is then we can absolutely make it work. So there are the live class options, and we have the home study option, and many instructors offer what's called a home study advantage session. So if a mom did opt for home study because either she's on bed rest or there's not a live class available, then she can contact an instructor to come to her house and do about a two-hour instructor-led session to kind of tie up any loose ends. So that's an option. And then, like I said, with moms who don't have birth partners participating, that they can just let the instructor know and we can get them the CDs. So there are a lot of ways to make this program work for a mom in whatever situation she finds herself. And then I'd also say go to HypnoBabies.com and find their birth stories and just read those. They're such positive birth experiences. And like I said, they don't look anything like one another. They all have their own unique, wonderful, beautiful birth journeys. And then the YouTube HypnoBabies channel is another great one if you want to actually see women using these techniques and what it looks like to watch a woman in hypnosis and giving birth.
That's great. Okay. Well, thank you, Cassie, for joining us today. And I know you mentioned the birth stories, and I want to let you guys know our conversation is going to continue for a member of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, Cassie is going to tell us about her personal experience, her birth story using HypnoBabies. So if you're a member, be sure to check that out. And if you want more information on our membership, go ahead and visit our website at PreggyPals.com. Before we wrap today's show, here is Jennifer Durbin with some pregnancy tips for the clueless chick.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Durbin, the author of Pregnancy Tips for the Clueless Chick and the mother of two wonderful little boys. I'd love to share with you my tips and tricks for saving a few bucks on maternity clothes while still looking fabulously fashionable. Shopping for cute, trendy maternity clothes is so much fun, and you'll be amazed at what you can find to show off your bump in every price range. But a word of caution, don't buy too much too soon. You never know if you're going to carry the baby high or low, if you're going to gain weight everywhere, or just look like you're carrying around a cute little basketball. And all of these things greatly impact the type of waistband and fit you'll be most comfortable in. When you start to show and can no longer button your pants, which usually happens around week 12, there are four easy ways to extend the life of your wardrobe. One, thread a rubber band through the front buttonhole of your pants and loop both ends of the rubber band around the button. 2. Purchase a Bella band or similar product that allows you to leave your pants or skirt unbuttoned or even slightly unzipped. 3. Zip your skirt up halfway and use a safety pin or two to attach it at the top. And 4. Avoid anything with a defined waist. Wear loose-fitting tunics or free-flowing dresses. And if you're expecting or planning for baby number 2, be forewarned that you're likely to start showing much earlier than in your first pregnancy, so be ready. When it comes time to transition to maternity clothes, check out your local maternity boutique and consignment shops, in addition to the countless online retailers. But don't forget to borrow key pieces from your girlfriends. Since you'll only be wearing maternity clothes for a short time, you'll likely be able to resell your nicer pieces, which of course means you can justify buying those fabulous designer maternity jeans. For even more great tips, visit cluelesschick.com.
That's it for today's episode. If you have any questions about today's show, or if you have any questions for any of our experts, please call the Preggy Pals hotline at 619-866-4775, and we'll answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening to Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.